Costello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast, coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. India stormed into an assuming position at the Sardar Patel Stadium in Ahmedabad on day two of the first test against England after piling up the runs and then strangling the visitors' top order. After declaring their first innings on 521 for 8, in which Cheteshwar Pujara was unbeaten on 206, they snared three English wickets to leave the tourists tottering at 41 for 3. Yuvraj Singh also registered a half-century, hitting 74, and although England rallied, Graham Swan picking up a five-wicket haul, they closed some 480 runs behind and under pressure, with two of their top batsmen back in the pavilion, as spinners Ravid Chandu and Ashwin and Pragyan Ojha ensured it was comprehensively India's day once again. The first test between the West Indies and Bangladesh is intriguingly poised at the close of the fourth day, after the visitors collapsed from 209 for 1 to 244 for 6 in their second innings, to lead by just 215 going into the final day. Nasir Hossain had earlier fallen 4 short of a maiden test century, while Kieran Powell became the first West Indian opener since Gordon Greenidge to make 100 in each innings of a test match. In reply to the West Indies' first innings of 527 for 4, Bangladesh took the lead by posting 556, their highest ever test score. Experienced all-rounder and former captain Tilakarani Dilshan has been ruled out of Sri Lanka's opening test against New Zealand with a back injury. He missed the final two one-day internationals with the same problem, and that's not cleared up sufficiently for him to play in the game which starts tonight. Uncapped opener Dimuth Karunaratne has been drafted into the squad as Dilshan's replacement and will battle with Taranga Paranavirtana and Dinesh Chandimal for a place in the starting lineup. Shane Watson is in line to make a comeback to the Australian Test team after he was included in the squad for the second test against South Africa. He missed the first test with a calf injury, and the 13-man squad also includes Rob Quiney, who replaced Watson at number 3 in the order. He's not yet fully recovered, but with the test getting underway in Adelaide on the 22nd of November, he still has a few days more to prove his fitness.